And the word again is also confronting them, for he means what happened before is enough. As he also said earlier in the letter, to spare you, I have not yet come to Corinth. Do you see how he conveys both anger and deep affection? But what does he mean by will humble me? In fact, to accuse, to take revenge, to hold to account, to assume the role of judge is generally seen as honorable. However, he thinks of it as humbling. He was so unembarrassed by the fact that his physical presence was weak and his speech unimpressive that he preferred to remain in that state forever. He feared the opposite. He communicates this more clearly as he continues and perceives his involvement in exacting punishment and revenge as deeply humbling. But why didn't he say, "When I arrive, I will be humbled," but rather uses the phrase, "When I arrive, my God will humble me"? Because if it weren't for God, he would not have cared or been concerned. It's not because he had power or enjoyed validation, but because he was God's servant.